Switching gears now, many people paused yesterday to reflect on the terrorist attacks directed at this country 10 years ago on September 11th. Here at Tell Me More, we've been marking the occasion with our series, Where Were You? These are essays from some of our listeners and colleagues about what September 11th, 2001 was like for them. We conclude the series today on this hopeful note. Amid the extraordinary grief and pain of that day, some celebrated the joy of new life. Christine Naiman gave birth to a son on September 11, 2001. She later wrote the books Faces of Hope, Babies Born on 9/11, and Faces of Hope 10 years later, Babies Born on 9/11, about her son and 49 other children who share a September 11th birthday. Here's Christine Naiman.
When people think of 9/11, 9 times out of 10, it is the end of innocent life that comes to mind. But when I look at my son Trevor, like all the other moms in my books who gave birth on that day, I think of new life, new beginnings, and more than anything, I think of hope. It's probably hard to imagine for most what a paradox the date September 11th is to me, a day of contradictions, but one that forever lives in my heart. Months ago, as the kids approached their 10th birthdays, I wondered where they were now and what they thought of the world in which they live. I reached out to the families again, and then, instead of relying solely on the parents, I asked the kids. And their contributions tell the story that makes up my second book. Through their colorful and spirited drawings, we can see the very things I prayed for. What they saw most in our country was hope. Sometimes we feel guilty for celebrating a day that carries so much weight, and we all know that a certain responsibility goes with having a 9/11 birthday. We want our kids to understand what went on in our country on that fateful day, yet be comfortable in their skins and just be kids. It's my intention to make sure that my son Trevor's birthday is a happy and joyous occasion. At the same time, it's important that he has proper respect for the victims of that day. Truly for him and the other kids in the book, being born on 9/11 makes them a part of history. The world is very tuned into the positive message the children share in my books, and that makes me feel good. When I look at the baby pictures of these amazing kids in the book and now the wide-eyed grins they all wear, I see the future. I see faces of hope.
That was author Christine Naiman reflecting on the 9/11 birth of her son and the birth of 49 other children whose stories are chronicled in the book Faces of Hope, Babies Born on 9/11.